Hello.
Hello. How are you today? My name is Antonio from Research Associates. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you registered to vote in Orleans Parish?
Yes.
Are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October of 2023? I'm sorry?
Very interested.
Great. And do you define your racial classification as African-American, Black, White, Hispanic, or Asian?
African-American.
Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings. I'm sorry?
Not at all satisfied.
Do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not all important?
Very important.
When you hear your friends, neighbors, and co-workers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little confidence, or no confidence at all? Some confidence?
Yes.
Okay. If the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
No, I would.
You would definitely vote for or against? Hello?
Yeah.
Would you definitely vote for?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm for them improving.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read to you two statements. Please tell me which of these statements best reflects your views. First one, maintaining and preserving the school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. Second one, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings.
Number one,
okay. Now, voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, please tell me if you would be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not all influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public school where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. The first one says, the first one says, learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Would that strongly influence you, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
No, it's a lot.
I'm sorry?
Said that they need it a lot.
So would that influence you strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
No.
Not at all?
No, I said a little.
A little, okay. What about learning that the school facilities are learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future?
I think they should maintain it.
Okay, so would that statement strongly influence you somewhat, a little, or not at all? Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future.
Yeah.
Would that be strongly influenced? Somewhat?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. Would that strongly influence you? Somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city. Would this influence you strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
No.
I'm sorry?
Strongly.
Learning that this is a millage renewal and it will not increase your property taxes. Would that influence you strongly?
Yes.
Okay. Learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Would that influence you strongly? Somewhat?
Yeah.
Okay, strongly. Okay.
Yeah.
Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. Would that influence you strongly? Somewhat? A little or not at all? I'm sorry? Somewhat or strongly, a little or not at all?
Strongly,
okay. I do thank you for taking your time, okay? We're almost done, okay? A couple of more minutes, okay, ma'am? Thank you very much. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public Schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote? Vote for it? Probably vote for it?
Yes.
So you would definitely vote for the proposition?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As we conclude this survey, I have to ask some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in a New Orleans public schools, a teacher at a New Orleans public school, a staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school, or not affiliated with New Orleans public school?
I'm not affiliated with none of that.
Okay. And stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, 61 and above. Okay. Stop me when you hear the last grade that you completed, some high school grad, college some college or trade school, college grad. I'm sorry? Okay. Do you own or rent your home?
Rent.
I'm sorry?
Rent.
Okay. Well, ma'am, thank you very much. We are complete with the survey. Enjoy the rest of your
thank
day.
You.
Thank you. Thank you. Uh-oh.